USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are five confirmed victims of a deadly workplace shooting in South Central Texas.
Four people were transported to St. Joe Hospital in critical condition with gunshot injuries. One other person was transported with no injuries, apparently with an asthma attack. One person was deceased at the scene.
Bryan Police Chief Ed Buskey saying someone started shooting inside Kentmore cabinets this afternoon before fleeing. Texas Governor Greg Abbott promising the state will help in any way possible after that deadly shooting. Abbott saying he's working with state troopers and the Texas Rangers on the probe of the shooting. No word on a potential motive. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hopes to get a $2.25 trillion infrastructure bill through her chamber by the 4th of July. Pelosi saying it's an urgent priority that's long overdue. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people at home due to the pandemic, it's more important than ever to keep small lithium coin batteries away from children. On a mission to help keep families safe, battery brand Duracell and the American Academy of Pediatrics have joined forces to power safely. Bobby Mendez, president of Duracell North America.
Well, Duracell, we're very proud of be teaming up with the AAP in this shared mission of keeping children safe. And at the heart of the effort is a campaign to raise awareness.
Duracell has also come out with a bitter coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
And what this does, it discourages the child from swallowing the battery. So that's really the at the heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin battery safety at Duracell.com or HealthyChildren.org.
First-time unemployment claims rose last week to 744,000. Mark Hamrick is with Bankrate.com. He says the increase of 16,000 over the previous week's adjusted report is tied directly to the fact that businesses are still suffering because of the ongoing economic issues related to the pandemic.
So it's not totally surprising to see this sort of one step back, one step sideways, and occasionally one step forward with the economy. But this isn't the direction we want to see these new claims going. And I do think, you know, longer term, we will see further improvement.
All schools across America should be fully open for in-person learning by the fall. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who told ABC News that schools can reopen their doors even if students and staff members aren't fully vaccinated. She said there will be a few vaccines authorized for use in children over the age of 12 by the summer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An update on a tragedy in South Carolina.
A doctor, his wife, their two young grandchildren, and a handyman were among those murdered Wednesday evening at a home in York County, South Carolina. They died as a result of gunshot wounds, according to York County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Trent Ferris.
We're shocked that this type of incident happened in our area, in Rock Hill, especially with the amount of people who were involved. We have found the person we believe is responsible, and we are with them at this time.
A sixth victim remains in the hospital. Philip Adams, a former National Football League cornerback who played six seasons in the league with six different teams, has reportedly been identified as the gunman. Mr. Adams turned the gun on himself just after midnight. Adams was a defensive back for the teams including San Francisco 49ers, Atlanta Falcons, and had recently been a patient of the deceased doctor. Rock Hill is about 25 miles south of Charlotte, North Carolina. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon signed into law the Born Alive Act, which requires doctors to provide care for babies who survive a botched abortion. The legislation reading in part, any physician performing an abortion shall take medically appropriate and reasonable steps to preserve the life and health of an infant born alive. More news can always be found online by checking out usaradio.com or on Facebook as well. Check us out at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.